Welcome back, everyone, to the Green Medicine Radio Show. This is Dr. John Sherman sitting in for Dr. Wright today. And we have Arthur Furstenberg with us today. He's a scientist and journalist who is at the forefront of a global movement to tear down the taboo surrounding electromagnetic pollution. And it's really fascinating. We've got some more callers that I want to get to, Arthur. But one, and I also want to mention the website where you can purchase his book called The Invisible Rainbow, A History of Electricity and Life. It's at the cellphonetaskforce.org website. That's cellphonetaskforce.org. And you can also read more about this topic in the June Green Medicine Newsletter. And that's available, of course, at the greenmedicinenewsletter.com or by calling 602-252-4477. One question I had, Arthur, was at the clinic and also on the show, we refer people to products that are available, especially there's one website called emfless.org and biogeometry.com, and these are designed to help protect against radioactive frequencies that we're exposed to on a day-to-day basis. What is your opinion about these products?
I am not familiar with EMFless. I know there are various products available, chips that you can put on your cell phone, pendants that you can wear, things like that. Is that what you're, things that you plug into your socket that are supposed to protect your whole house against EMFs? Is that the sort of thing that they sell?
Well, no, these are more like pads that you can put under your laptop or I haven't gone to the website lately, but yeah, they do have various products.
Those things are real. You can do various things to lessen your radiation exposure for your laptop. You can do various things to encase your cell phone in shielding fabric when it's not in use. You can paint your house with reflective paint. If there's a cell tower that you want to protect yourself from, there's shielding plastic that you can put on your windows. There are various real protective, there's clothing woven with conductive fabrics. The outfit that I was recommending, Less EMF, who's been in existence almost as long as I've been doing this work, sells many of those products, and they also sell measuring instruments to measure all types, all electric fields, magnetic fields, RF radiation of in various parts of the spectrum. The pendants and microchips and plug-in devices, to me, that's snake oil. And a lot of those devices give off their own electric magnetic fields and are harmful. The biogeometry, I've investigated it to some extent, and my suspicion is that it's a hoax.
Okay. Yeah, I really wanted your opinion on that. We do have another caller, Mike, calling in from Seattle. He had some questions for you. Hello, Mike.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on that woman that called about the electric meter that was emitting radiation. And, of course, as Arthur knows, a Faraday cage will take care of that quite easily. We've done quite a bit of electrostatic research. I'm at the University of Washington, faculty member there, over 30 years of research and teaching in air pollution engineering. And the students asked me to cover EMF, and so I purchased a meter and, you know, measured the emissions from their cell phones and other equipment. But the biggest emission in the classroom happened to be a high-voltage electrical cable going vertically in the room. But anyhow, the Faraday cage will take care of that woman's meter. And by the way, Seattle City Light is installing the smart meters, and I opted out.
Well, there you go.
I didn't want to have that.
Yeah, a Faraday cage around the meter will, to a large extent, except where the meter attaches to the house.
I think you can take care. We did actually high voltage, like 90,000 volt.
Yeah.
So we had to be really careful because the EMF emissions would damage our instruments. So we were pretty careful. And yeah, you're right. You've got to be careful on that actually going in through the electrical cable into your house. It'll transmit all over your house through the...
Yeah, and it will not stop the dirty electricity from being transmitted into your wiring.
That's right. Very good. Well, thanks for your coverage. It's a great presentation today.
Thanks for your call, Mike.
Bye, Dr. Sherman. Bye.
So, Arthur, are there any... we just have a few minutes left here, but are there any supplements or any other health factors that people can do to help not eliminate but support their health in preventing some damage, perhaps? Or do you feel like there really isn't anything?
Yeah, you take care of yourself as well as possible. Get nutrition, exercise, everything that you would otherwise do to strengthen your body against any other assault will to some extent strengthen your body against this as well. In an emergency, fermented foods are reputed to be very good remedy for radiation poisoning, and that is true of not only ionizing but non-ionizing. Eat fermented foods for that reason. If you are overexposed and your body picks up, because when you're exposed to radiation, it induces electric currents in your body, and you actually can accumulate an electric charge. And part of what causes all the symptoms is the charge that builds up in your body. So you want to discharge it. An emergency way to discharge it is to soak in a bathtub full of water that has some salt in it, or a handful of Epsom salt, or baking soda, or clay, anything to make the water more conductive. I prefer clay. It feels good to me. But that will discharge you and is an emergency measure.
That's great advice. I know a lot of people will keep their cell phones in their pockets, or women keep it in their bra.
That is a definite no-no. Yeah.
Is that especially dangerous as far as breast cancer?
There is starting to be cases reported in the peer-reviewed literature of women getting breast cancer at the exact spot where they had their cell phone in their bra. There are dozens of studies already showing damage to sperm from cell phones and decreased sperm count and sperm quality in men who keep their cell phones on their belt or in their pocket.
Mm. Amazing. Well, are there any other ways that we can support your work and get the word out more about the problems around cell phones?
Yeah, people should buy my book. It's a history of the environmental aspects of electricity, health and environmental aspects of electricity, starting from the year 1746. It's the first such history that's ever been written, and it will bring people up to date and inform them about all aspects of this subject. Right now, what we have to do is stop 5G, as I said. If people want to help in any way with that, be that they have skills to offer, help with fundraising, anything, you can contact me on my website, cellphonetaskforce.org, and I will respond to everyone. And if anybody wants any personal help in any way with electromagnetic radiation and their health, if I can be of help, I will.
That's fantastic. One more question. Dr. Wright often recommends taking iodine as a means of helping prevent radiation exposure when you're flying or preventing infections. Any recommendation on that?
That may help. I do not have specific information as to whether that helps with RF radiation. I do know that one of the first organs that RF radiation affects is the thyroid.
Uh-huh.
So there may be a connection there. But I have heard more often potassium, calcium, and magnesium help. I caution people not to take too much magnesium because...
And of course, thyroid problems are just overdosed on it. And of course, thyroid problems are epidemic now. It's just hard to attribute these health problems to our cell phones. But the more
RF radiation, the first organs that RF radiation goes to, believe it or not, are the thyroid and the lungs.
Uh huh.
And this is in the old Soviet literature,
uh-huh.
which has been ignored ever since cell phones came into being. Even in Russia, it's being ignored. Everybody in Russia has a cell phone.
Well, we've had Arthur Furstenberg on our show today. I really appreciate your time and work in this subject. And I refer people to cellphonetaskforce.org to get more information. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Dr. Sherman.